beautiful will manifest itself in truth and in goodness.
Local.
The challenges that we're facing in our generation, we just need the gospel. I mean, every culture, every generation just needs to know how the gospel applies.
Engaging.
We don't bring any life at all to the church. The church is what gives us the life.
Live.
The reality is, He is all things beautiful, capital B. And so anything that is authentically beautiful draws us, even if we don't realize it, to God.
Good morning, Real Presence Radio listening family. Welcome to Real Presence Radio Live. We are live in Dickinson, North Dakota this morning. In the Fisher Commons area at Trinity Junior High and High School. There's lots going on.
Bustling hallways.
There must be something happening down in the elementary building today because I'm seeing kids out of standard dress.
Yeah, they're dressed up. I noticed that right
we
away.
We could be the standard dress patrol this morning.
Lots of back and forth.
We should just stick with a radio
happy
show.
Happy faces. Probably. We should focus.
Welcome to the show, listeners. We've got a good one for you this morning. And as usual, we're going to start with prayer because Amanda and I need it this morning to...
We do, Kelly.
Carry this thing through, and we all do. So I found a fitting one this morning in the Magnificat. It's the ending prayer for morning prayer of the day. So we're gonna start with that and ask the Holy Spirit to guide our days today. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
O Lord of glory, you are our shelter against the burning heat of the day and the storms of life. Help us when we stumble, catch us when we fall, and guide our steps firmly in faith toward the promise of eternal life, who live and reign with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for that,
You're
Kelly.
Welcome.
Yeah, we've got a great lineup of guests here, listeners, this morning. They are all going to be joining us in person here from Dickinson, North Dakota, Southwest North Dakota this morning. Before we jump into introducing our first guest, we did want to just give a quick kind of technical note, so to speak. 104.1 FM KZTW, which broadcasts to the Williston, Tioga Ray area in northwest North Dakota, is going to be going out due to some power company scheduled maintenance up there. So it's we're hearing that the signal will be down until this afternoon sometime. So if you are someone that listens on that broadcast, or if you know someone that usually listens in that area, please encourage them to still join us, and they can listen online this morning at realpresenceradio.com, realpresenceradio.com, or they can use the free mobile app. You just search Real Presence Radio in either Google Play or Apple Store. Really convenient. I love that on the go. Mm-hmm. You can download it and stay tuned with us, even if your local station is down due to electrical issues. So
thanks for that.
Yeah, with that, we welcome this morning Christina Hirschfeld is live with us here as our first guest. She's going to be talking with us about the Catholic Academy, which is a centralized Catholic faith formation with the four Catholic parishes here in Dickinson that works to bring the Catholic faith to adults, youth, and children. Christina, thank you for being with us this morning.
Morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
We're good. Thanks for being with us. Can you just tell the listeners maybe a little bit about yourself and what your role is with the Catholic Academy here in Dickinson?
Sure. So my name is Christina Hirschfeld. I was born here in Dickinson, went to DSU, got my degree in elementary education. I met my husband during college, and he's from Colorado, so we moved to Colorado after we got married. Lived there for about 12 years, had three children. While we were there, I converted to Catholicism when I was pregnant with my youngest daughter. So 18 years this month.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then we decided to move back to Dickinson kind of during the boom, the last boom. And I've taught for about 19 years total between the two states, and I kind of decided it was time for a change. So I left teaching, and just 2 years ago, the Catholic churches were hiring this director of the Catholic Academy, so I thought I'd apply. And now this is what I do. So,
and it's an infant. The Catholic Academy is literally an infant, and it's really the brainchild of our good pastors here in Dickinson, And very unique too, Christina.
Yes.
So you're just kind of like a pioneer in that way. I think we would safely say, like, really doing some beautiful, new, and different, very successful things for the church.
Yes.
So if we could go into that, tell us a little bit about that, like, about the kind of that brainstorm that came from the pastors and why that brainstorm even started.
Yeah. So during COVID, you know, everything was locked down. Everybody was isolated, couldn't really do normal CCD. So the pastors were really scrambling to figure out how do we make this work. And many of their options weren't fantastic. It just wasn't functioning well for them. It wasn't functioning well for the families. And so they got together and said, how can we make this work better? And so, you know, they decided to consolidate their efforts and make it more functional for everyone. And in that process, they just, you know, they had talked about how so many of our faithful families are falling away from the church and they're falling away from their faith. And, you know, how do we make that work? What's wrong? And so, you know, just really analyzing the model of CCD and just how it's just not super effective anymore. And, you know, our faith began from, you know, before Jesus's time, passing down your faith from generation to generation, word of mouth, by example, showing them how to function in their faith. And so, you know, we're all given that grace at baptism. And so the pastor said, hey, we need to focus on these parents and help them know more about their faith so that they can go home and pass that on to their kids. And so they came up with this idea. So the Catholic Academy, actually the umbrella of it encompasses faith formation, which replaces CCD. Also Blue Hot Catholic, which is a Catholic organization up at the campus. And so we, you know, we meet the needs of the Catholic students there. We don't have a Newman Center, so this is a new thing. We also, I also take care of OCIA, which is, you know, used to be RCIA. It's the same thing, just helping, folks that are wanting to learn more about their faith or converting to the Catholic faith. Dickinson Catholic Adults is also under my direction. And then we're now this year getting into Catechesis of the Good Shepherd and what that looks like for our public school families and our homeschool families. So it's all encompassing of everybody from adult to, you know, child, young child. So.
Yeah, I love that as you were talking, Christina, about, you know, just the evangelical nature, right, of seeing a need and how do we pass on the faith in a really practical and effective way to all of our people, you know, from as you said, the very young, you know, through the parents. And the other thing that I love about that vision, and maybe you could share with our listeners a bit more about that, is it's not a, like, we're taking this role away from the families, but we're coming alongside you and we're partnering with you because parents are to be the first educators of their children. But, like, let us help you with that, you know, not just dropping them off for a week or an hour once a week and then, you know, good luck on your own the rest of the week, particularly in this culture. Could you maybe speak to a little bit about that? Because I think that's one of the things that makes it very different from a quote unquote traditional model that we've seen before.
Yeah. The priests decided that if they were the ones teaching, you know, our priests are fantastic in our town. We've got some of the best priests I've ever met. And they're so knowledgeable and so loving and kind about how they present their information. And so, you know, we wanted them to be the key teachers in this model. And because they're the most knowledgeable, they're the ones who can, you know, accurately give us our faith, weed through all of the yuck that's in the world, and how do we really understand our faith so that we teach truth to our children. And so, you know, all of our sessions are led by the priests or the handmaids. And yeah, it's just a beautiful testament to, like, true knowledge and true Catholic faith being brought out to our community.
Mm-hmm. I'm really just struck, and what keeps kind of resounding in my own heart is this idea of looking at Christianity, that it began before Jesus's time. Well, that the Jewish faith was passed on through family structures. That's how they learned rituals, traditions. That's how they learned the Ten Commandments. That's how they learned, I mean, it was mom and dad passing along, and it was through generations and generations and generations. And even if you look in the context of after Christ came, and if I can throw in a Chosen reference, but if you look at The Chosen and you watch episodes of The Chosen, you know, what has struck me in that is everything is happening most of the time with Jesus around a dinner table in a home, in a home. And it's very organic that way. It happens around conversation and in the casual moments of everyday life, when there's an opportunity to teach my children something of the faith, you know, and then that spurns more questions. And I think that's really powerful. And how can we, unless as parents we're taught appropriately, we don't know what we don't know.
Right, exactly. And that's what's so beautiful about this model, because we have all the parents in the auditorium at Trinity, and, you know, one priest is teaching every night, and they're getting the fullness of our faith. And then the children are here, but they're in sessions that rotate, kind of vacation Bible schools, you know, type, where they rotate around, and they're getting the same information, but in a different way, and still by extremely knowledgeable, you know, faithful leaders for our nights. And then they can all go home and just talk about, what did you learn tonight? What happened in your sessions? Mom and dad have the background to help understand what their kids were taught. And then when they do their lessons at home, you know, it's just, they've got that background knowledge to help them pursue, you know, feeding that faith to their kids. And it's just so beautiful to witness. And the kids are like, they love it. It's so different. You know, I'm not sitting at a desk. I'm not sitting at a piece of paper, which I just did for the last 7 hours of the day.
Yes.
You know, it's just different. It's moving. It's interacting. It's learning. You know, the handmaids do a lot of catechesis of the Good Shepherd in the chapel with the students. And that's something they've never seen before. So it's so engaging with them. And the parents are free to ask questions. They can have that one-on-one time with the priest that they really don't get at Mass. You know, you've got 5 seconds at the end. Hi, Father, how you doing? Have a good week. You know, there's just not that time unless they really schedule something with the priest.
Yep.
So this is just such a fruitful hour for them to really build that faith knowledge.
Christina, practically speaking, and we might have to stem this over after we go to the break, but I think we can start it now. Practically speaking, at the end of an evening, then our parents sent home then with like, okay, between this time and next time, here's some things to teach, to visit with your children about, to kind of go through, to engage the conversation.
Yeah, we have a curriculum that we use, so that's what their piece is at home. We use Sophia Institute Press. It's called A Family of Faith, and it's a curriculum designed for at-home family teaching. So they receive 2 lessons a month. So the parents are in charge of doing 2 lessons, and it gives like multiple ways of teaching that lesson depending on how your child learns best. So that might be video, it might be reading a story and answering questions, it might be a worksheet, it might be some kind of a game. You know, it just kind of depends on your child. And so the families have that responsibility at home to do the 2 lessons a month, which really, you know, if you're here one night for your class, you're home 2 nights during the month, during your lessons. And then one night we have off. Typically it lands around a holiday. So, you know, it's just an off week. We also do have a family night event every month. So that's at their home parish.
Wonderful. Yeah, wonderful. Well, we're going to continue this conversation after the break. Dear listeners, we're visiting with Christina Hirschfeld about the Catholic Academy here in Dickinson. We will continue this conversation right after the break. Don't go away.
Stay with us. There's more Real Presence Live to come on the Real Presence Radio Network.
For centuries, healthcare has been central to the healing ministry of the Church. Today's technologies offer exciting possibilities, but also serious moral questions. More than ever, we need healthcare leaders who serve with integrity and conviction. The University of Mary answers the call to prepare leaders anchored in moral courage in a breathtaking range of programs from bioethics to nursing. Visit CatholicProfessional.life.
Have you ever wondered if your family's past struggles have affected you personally? I'm Father Chris Alar. You and your ancestors are all part of the body of Christ, so you should desire healing for them for the consequence of their past sins. Evidence suggests that these consequences can even be passed down through generations. While God does not hold you personally responsible for the sins of your ancestors, He does allow the effect of their deeds to reverberate from one generation to the next. The sins or sanctity of your family members may impact you. So learn how to break free from any sinful bonds in your life. There is hope. Please visit suicideandhope.com so I can personally pray for anyone you've lost. And to get our book, After Suicide, There's Hope for Them and You, which helps with any kind of suffering or loss, not just suicide. I promise it will help.
Did you know you can listen to the RPR Network when you're on the go? Just search for Real Presence Radio in your app store. Listen live to any station across the network at any time, so you can stay connected to your local community from wherever you are. Plus, if you miss a program, the Real Presence Radio app is your one-stop shop for local and national podcasts, including our signature show, Real Presence Live. The Real Presence Radio app, with you every step of your faith journey. Download it today and see what you've been missing. You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Thank you for staying with us, listeners. I'm Amanda Ellerkamp, joined by my co-host Kelly Schneider. We continue to come to you live from Dickinson. We are at the Fisher Commons at Trinity Junior High and High School, and we have been visiting with Christina Hirschfeld, who has been sharing with us about the Catholic Academy. And remind me again, Christina, your title or your role with them would be?
Director.
Director, yes. Director of the Catholic Academy, which is just finishing its second year here. And so we were talking before the break a little bit about, like, the practicality of, like, what does that look like as far as, like, curriculum and the families. So we kind of had to end abruptly before break. So let's just pick up where we left off with our listeners as you were sharing with them about the Sophia Institute Press and kind of the layout. Like, what does this look like as far as schedule and where the sacraments play in and all those sort of things?
Yeah, so Sophia Institute Press is a curriculum that's based on a four-year rotation. So each year they focus on one pillar of the catechism. So we have creed, sacraments, this year we're doing morality and prayer. We did last year. We covered prayer last year. So each year, one priest covers that pillar. And so they're the teacher the whole year of the parents, and then they rotate through. So when the families go home, they work on lessons all year long just on that pillar of the catechism. And then when we work on sacraments like First Communion, Confirmation, those parents are doing those extra lessons at home as well. And then our confirmation focuses highly on the Corpus Christi program that's during the summer to help those families, you know, get a huge concentrated shot of catechism in their confirmation prep.
Right.
So Yeah, it's been really beautiful. The sacraments are still through the parishes. They're not really through the academy. Mm-hmm. So if you're a second grade student wanting confirmation, you're still working with your home parish to make that happen. This education is for everybody, grades first through eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
So. Yeah.
The parish still has very much a real influence and direction than with their own parish families, which is really a nice blend.
Yeah. It's beautiful because, our families are able to, interact with each other on these nights where we're at Trinity and get to know each other. You might meet someone that goes to your home parish that you never even knew attended there because, we all go at different times.
You go to different mass time and they're like, oh, yeah.
No, wow, hey, you're my parishioner. So it's been really neat, community building and a great way of even helping kids learn. These are all public school families and they're not interacting religiously with their peers at school. Mm-hmm. So when they're here and they see people that, hey, they go to my school. I didn't know they were Catholic. Right. They've got a link. They've got a way to meet children of like-mindedness mm-hmm. that they maybe didn't have before. Because when you're only at your home parish doing CCD, those are the only kids you know. Mm-hmm. And they might be at all different schools. But now I'm meeting kids from all over town. So it's been really just such a fruitful experience. Very unique. I've had DREs from all over the state contact me and say, what are you guys doing in Dickinson? Tell me about this. What's going on? Mm-hmm. So it's been really beautiful to see. And I've seen, curriculum from companies now that are, moving into family-based faith formation. Mm-hmm. If you look at Ascension Press and Formed, they're really kind of like, this is something new that's spreading. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's really beautiful of, just as you've been talking, Christine, the word that kept coming to me is encounter, mm-hmm. about the academy is creating an opportunity for encounter, obviously first and foremost with the risen Lord, for all the individuals that are involved, but an encounter with each other within the family, an encounter, as you were talking about, the student might be you go to my school and you're Catholic, so an encounter with other Catholics in the community, for the adults to come together and the kids to come together and the families to come together and have this encounter with their pastor that they might not have outside of there. And so just a lot of, opportunities for that, which is really creating community, as mm-hmm. you said, which I think, Kelly and I would say, as we've lived mm-hmm. here and raised our families, is just a really beautiful gift that our Dickinson area has had. And I think this is just another step in that direction of expanding that even more, which is just really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fun that our family nights, we have an event once a month at your home parish, and the families just come together, and it's like a game night, or it's, we learn about the Mass and why we do different gesturing during the Mass, mm. or it might be liturgical calendar. And so it's just so fun to see the families engage with each other. Mm-hmm. CCD wasn't like that either.
Right.
It's just come, drop your kid, leave. And so we're just trying to really build a community of faith and fellowship and camaraderie that I'm not in this alone.
I can
teach my kids with the help of this family or these priests or these handmaids, or, just they get to be exposed to so many more people in our community that can be helpful for them. And then I think they just don't feel as isolated and as, I have to do this all by myself and I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
realize there's so many resources in our town that can help them.
And those resources have now become more accessible, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah, exactly.
They've now become more accessible because now all of a sudden you're with the priest once a month, whereas in traditional CCD, that would maybe not happen.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe he was making a classroom visit to the children,
yeah.
but that didn't happen with the parent. So
exactly.
that person becomes more familiar to them. Mm-hmm. And if we can, we don't want to leave this out, Christina, because it is such a big part of the ministry of the Catholic Academy. But speaking of community, We're blessed in Dickinson with a state university. We have Dickinson State University here in Dickinson, which brings a whole nother dynamic to our community. Mm-hmm. So we want, Amanda and I really want to delve into that a little bit, and Blue Hawk Catholic, and what that's looking like today and what that's been doing. I mean, it's growing like crazy.
Yes.
We're going to have Focus Missionaries on a little bit later in the show, folks, so don't leave the show today. Stay on for the 2 hours. But let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Blue Hawk Catholic came about, you know, we don't have a Newman Center, and so any Catholic students on campus didn't have a lot of opportunities for their faith and growing in their faith. And so a couple of years ago, we had Seminarian Ryan Martire here in town, and he joined forces with Jillian Kubik, and they began just this group for kids, and they would do a book study once a week, and they would have speakers once a month, and then when the Catholic Academy started, they put it under the umbrella so that we can kind of grow our resources and expand, you know, and help them out a little bit. And so this year we were graced with 4 Focus Missionaries, which DSU has never had Focus on campus before. That's been so fruitful and so beautiful. And they now have events for the kids almost every single night of the week. It's crazy. Mm. They do game nights and movies and book studies. They went sledding one night during the winter. You know, it's just, they just have fun. And it's, the group is really growing. We still have our speaker nights. We still have our Bible studies. They do Bible study groups besides our book study groups. And now this year, Seminarian Ryan Martire, who will be coming, Father Ryan Martire, he's going to be coming to Dickinson to be the chaplain. Beautiful. Which haven't had, it's a chaplain amazing. For, I mm-hmm. don't know how long. They used to have a Newman Center, like, in the 70s or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're getting this chaplain, and we're really trying to push being able to put a Newman Center back on our campus. And so that's a big piece of our, like, looking ahead plans. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's really exciting. Like, wow. And just like all the opportunities for growth and for encounter that are happening, whether it's from our very littles of, you know, the preschoolers with the Catholic Keys of the Good Shepherd, you know, up through the parents, and, you know, our college students, those coming into the faith through OCIA, and then, you know, like the Dickinson Catholic adults, which we didn't even really get to, of, you know, that's a whole nother kind of arm or outreach of the Catholic Academy, of bringing in those individuals who want to continue to learn more about their faith on their own as well.
Yeah.
So just a lot of beautiful things going on. What has been, in this first 2 years, kind of the reception of the families that are involved in the Catholic Academy, as well as just kind of the community of Dickinson as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, it's going really well. I've been, you know, amazed. I mean, when I first started, I literally just made it as I went. I mean,
sure.
I had no idea. There was no blueprint. I would call, you know, even my, our, you know, Sophia Press company, and ask them questions, and they just really had no advice, because
we don't know what you're pioneering.
Yeah. So, it's been beautiful to see the growth and the changes. Our young families coming in think this is amazing. They love the opportunities they've been given. And yeah, it's so great to see our emphasis on every age of a person, Catholic person in town. And even those who aren't. I mean, OCIA, you can come and learn about our faith and bring people into the church. So it's been so fruitful and beautiful.
So maybe, you know, just as we wrap up here this morning, Christina, if we've got listeners either in the Dickinson area who are like, oh, how do I get involved with this? Or maybe people outside the area who are like, I want to learn more. And I'm thinking, what would be a good way for them to find out more information?
Yeah, we have a website. It's thecatholicacademy.net.
Okay.
Just all one. We've got some videos that explain Blue Hawk Catholic in more detail, faith formation in more detail, and just the overall Catholic Academy concept. And, you know, lots of resources on there. My information is on there, contact information.
Wonderful.
Yeah, would be great.
Yeah, that's
Please
great.
Please call.
Awesome.
Awesome. So much good stuff. The Catholic Academy here in Dickinson. Christina Hirschfeld, thank you for being with us this morning. Up next on Real Presence Live, Father Brandon Wolf is going to be joining us once again. We're going to be talking about the truths about heaven, hell, and purgatory. It's sure to be a deeply insightful conversation in catechesis. Don't go away. Stay with us.
Live, engaging, and local. This is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network.
Are you thinking about making a gift to Real Presence Radio now or in the future? The easiest and best way to help further our work is with a gift of cash or a gift of stock. These two types of gifts have an immediate impact on our mission. We can begin using the resources you provide to further our mission of evangelization right away. Experience the joy of giving. Call Mike at 701-290-4503 or visit our website at rprlegacy.org. Thanks for your prayerful consideration.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Wood Bible Study. St. John Paul II called for a new evangelization, an act of love meant to reintroduce all the faithful to the love of Jesus Christ. This act of love has never been more urgent. In his work, The Judgment of Nations, historian Richard Dawson notes, "The hope of the world rests in the last resort on the existence of a spiritual nucleus of believers who are bearers of the seed of unity. If we have faith in the power of the Spirit, we must believe that even these evils can be conquered. For the powers of the world are blind powers which are working in the dark. They are powerless against that Spirit who is the Lord and giver of life, and against those higher powers of spiritual understanding and love which are the essential gifts of the Holy Spirit. The battle for the world is first and foremost spiritual. Are you ready for battle today?"
Catholic Way Bible Study. Peace, power, purpose. Find out more at cwbs.org.
Let us run to Mary and, as her little children, cast ourselves in her arms with a perfect confidence. St. Francis de Sales. Join together with families across the local area for the Rosary, nightly here on Real Presence Radio. On Wednesday through Monday nights, tune in at 8 p.m. Central, and on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central. Gather the whole family together and pray this powerful prayer with us. Join us for the Rosary Wednesday through Monday at 8 p.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central here on the RPR Network.